welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and important news you need to know. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Prices of gold and silver rose more than 10% and 20% respectively for the month of January. Had these results been realized by any of the major stock indices, you can be sure that would garner headline coverage. But strong gold and silver prices are largely ignored by the mainstream media. Actually, gold and silver values haven't changed at all. Ounces of physical gold and silver are still worth the same today as they were a month ago. What did change were the general declines of paper currency stocks and bonds. In mid-January, the U.S. dollar index reached its highest level since September 2010. This temporary strength resulted mostly from the weakness in the euro currency. Sovereign credit ratings were dropped for at least 10 European countries within the past month, including France, Italy, Spain, Portugal, and Austria. From its peak 2 weeks ago, the U.S. dollar has dropped 2%. Last week, the Federal Reserve Open Market Committee announced it was ready to unleash new rounds of stimulus, which is a disguise for the inflation of the U.S. money supply. In other words, the Fed promised to reduce the future value of the U.S. dollar. This announcement hurt the value of the U.S. dollar and boosted gold and silver. U.S. and European governments have declared economic war on Iran, driving Iranian citizens to abandon their domestic currency in favor of dollars, gold, and other assets. In response, Iran's government announced currency exchange controls on January 28. In addition to waging economic war, the U.S. is rapidly expanding Army, Navy, and Air Forces near Iran. France dispatched an aircraft carrier to the region. Fear of a major military conflict has hurt the value of paper assets and helped push up gold and silver prices. This list doesn't cover all the problems hurting the value of currency stocks and bonds. However, the important point to realize is that none of these problems are being resolved. I hope that war with Iran is avoided, but fear the worst. With Greece and Portugal sovereign debt almost certain to default at some point, expect paper assets to continue to deteriorate. I predict that gold and silver prices will reach $2,000 and $60 respectively by the end of May at the latest. I'm sure gold will meet resistance before it holds $2,000. Silver will probably be extremely erratic as it approaches $50. Though I think gold and silver will shine over the next few months, prices will be volatile. What gold and silver prices did in January are just a taste of what is to come. That's it for this time. Tune in again Wednesdays and Fridays for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Delta Township. Thank you for listening.
The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.